Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, it appears that all three judges from American Idol are returning for another season of, well, I'm sure hilarity and other such shenanigans. If you saw the last season, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Kim Serafin, senior editor for In Touch Weekly, joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kim, thanks for the time. What's the deal? All three coming back. What are they getting paid?
That's right. Nigel Lithgow, the producer, just said that all three judges are coming back, along with the brilliant host, Ryan Seacrest. They'll be back for next season. There had been some speculation whether Jennifer Lopez would be coming back.
Right.
She had initially said she wasn't sure. Maybe she wanted to focus on her movie career. So everyone said American Idol really invigorated her career. Now, she is rumored to be getting a $20 million salary just for the year. She was getting, you know, just pittance. She was just only getting $12 million last year.
Oh, is that all?
So, yeah, just $12 million. So rumored to be getting $20 million. She apparently wanted to get more. And look, a lot of people thought she brought new life to the show. It definitely got good ratings. People had maybe written it off, said, oh, what is it without Simon Cowell? And clearly, the show did great, even though there were a lot of people who thought maybe the judges were a little too easy on the contestants, didn't really give constructive criticism, but whatever. The ratings are there, which means the money's there, which means they have money to give to J-Lo.
An interesting thing, I think J-Lo, of the three judges, was certainly the toughest, and she was the one that would really try to put Randy in his place every time he tried to play that role of Simon Cowell, but there was good chemistry, and obviously it was reflected in the ratings, and obviously the talent that they had on the show didn't hurt either. Looking forward to another season with all three judges on the panel. That should be interesting. Kim Serafin from In Touch Weekly here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kim, great story too that you're covering. Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, a lot of other big celebrities involved with this really cool charity, correct?
There's like 150 different celebrities, everyone from Rihanna to Britney Spears to U2, Kanye West, Jennifer Lopez, Coldplay, Sting. They're all getting together using their social media, Twitter, Facebook, to let people know about this new Save the Children campaign. It's a social media campaign. They're raising awareness and funds to help people in East Africa affected by famine and drought. And what people can do, they'll go on their Twitter accounts to these celebrities or their Facebook accounts. It'll link to a video that they can watch. I'm Gonna Be Your Friend, it's called, is the campaign. It'll be footage from East Africa linking to the 1973 Bob Marley song, High Tide or Low Tide. They can donate money through that. And it's just a great way to raise awareness for something really important. You know, these celebrities use their Twitter accounts to talk about what they had for lunch or where they're going to be that night or who
right.
they're dating or what they're wearing. But this is a great way for celebrities to use their Twitter accounts, to use social media for something really good, to let people know about something really important.
Yeah, and I know Bono from U2, obviously, he's been a big advocate of trying to solve this whole poverty and hunger issue. Jay-Z has done a lot of work in South Africa as well, especially when it comes to providing clean water down there. So it's good to see all these celebrities bonding together for a good cause. Definitely we'll look out for that online. Kim Serafin, hey, she's the senior editor of In Touch Weekly. Kim, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Ralphie.